Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, peace, and we mean that. We definitely mean peace, because right now we're all being challenged. We're all being challenged with our struggles, with the overcoming the pandemic and the effects, the loss of co-workers, family members, businesses, to the destruction of life of Brother Floyd and all the others who lost their souls, their physical bodies during police brutality. Right now, we are about to enter our third weekday at the Chicago Transit Authority with a very possible chance of another cessation of service after 9 p.m. or so. There's no official word, but if what we see, if we can judge by what is going on now and by what has happened previously, it seems that we're looking at that again. A lot of the coworkers, quite a few coworkers, are in some confusion. We're getting mixed messages, information through our unions. We're not quite sure what the leadership has or what they're being told. It all depends if you're in the right place at the right time, and if you happen to be liked by the right person, you might get some clue. But what we do know is this, that the tensions between coworkers, especially our Black and Latino communities, brothers in the communities, yes, but it's specifically I'm talking on the job. There is some horrific pictures and screenshots and videos that are circulating, and we have real tension. It didn't just pop up out of nowhere. It didn't just happen. And in some cases, it was instigated by outside parties, very much like some of these so-called looting going on. You have a huge peaceful protest, and we've been flashing pictures across the slideshow on this broadcast. But sometimes these things turn into a very destructive event, but it's not that the people organizing and the people being present are doing it, but it is others. It is others who may be sent from other organizations and other entities that may very well be involved with our own government. Because if those in power can maintain anything close to this, and it means that you and me can fight each other and hurt each other and come after each other, because one may be affiliated with the Latin Kings, and one may seem to be affiliated with the Latin Kings. One may seem to be affiliated with the Black disciples or the Black gangster disciples or other organizations. If they can maintain the status quo by having us at each other's throat, even if we are, even when we may be harassed or even assaulted, they will do that. They must do that. We have to understand, it was made very clear that when in April, a member of the press, I think it was ABC News, asked Mayor Lightfoot, would you consider shutting down the transit system, the subways, like New York City, for a few hours every night to clean, deep clean the trains and the stations? She said, absolutely not. No, no plans for it. We have essential workers. We have people we got to get here, get there. Never mind that we have empty hotels. And these workers, these essential workers, could certainly be housed there. But no, we were given a death sentence of saying these CTA workers on the buses and the trains must continue to transport human beings in vehicles that very well could be petri dishes of COVID-19. Yet forward to May, the end of May, and the uprising begins. Masses of people dissatisfied with the systems that govern us and the so-called rule of law. Public transit was shut down for overnight. Why? Property was being damaged. Businesses, which deserve to exist and we need to exist, were being compromised, broken into. Yet here at the Chicago Transit Authority, we had 6 human beings expire. And some are still sick. COVID-19, we couldn't even get our union presidents and our employer and our mayor and our governor to say, look, we got to shut this thing down for at least a couple hours a night. We have to see that there's a bigger enemy among us, and it benefits from Blacks and Latinos in the CTA fighting each other, calling for each other's death. We are descended from colonized, racialized, victimized, and in some cases euthanized people. Whether you so-called Latino, so-called African-American, Latino, you are essentially Native American. You may have some Spanish blood, and if you're Puerto Rican, you definitely got a lot of African blood, Cubano, Dominicano, you got it. But when it comes to Mexicans, you are Native people, indigenous. When it comes to so-called African Americans, you are African. You come from the heart of humanity. But both of us were used as chattel to build a country, of which has a government that we are begging just for dignity and respect, let alone reparations. Yeah, some brothers went out of their minds and beat up a sister. Some other brothers beat up another brother. You know, I mean, the Latinos and blacks were really taking a hit. We can't tear each other down. Don't you see that the destruction in our communities is just a mirror of what is going on in our unions? Look at our unions. We struggle and fight just to be treated with respect. And we keep giving up and giving up and giving up and giving up. And we're always told, well, that's just the way it is. You got to make friends with the management and the mayor and the governor and the president or whoever. And hope that you can get some dental benefit and maybe a pension. Maybe you could get a paid sick day after working 8 years as a customer service assistant. Maybe you could get a paid bereavement day as an apprentice, cleaning them vomit from the buses and the trains. Maybe you're a trackman and you can get your, finally, maybe you get a $5 premium or a 5 cent premium. Our unions are burning down quick. And everything we see is reflective of that. We, as the members, have to stick together. And we have to remind our elected leadership that they work for us and they cannot boss us around because they have messed this show up. We have nothing left except a name. And we have our white brothers and sisters in our unions, and they want the same. We have got to stick together. We've got to. Well, it looks like we got some calls. I better zip my mouth. I am going to bring both of y'all on. We have 6257 and 9053. You can be anonymous or you can identify yourself. It's up to you.
I need out 2 8.5 by 11s of this. Not this size.
So
this is actually just a full team size.
6257.
I told it on my printer to print.
I think you're in a conversation there. Try later.
Next to each other.
Okay.
If you're
9053.
But anyways, I can
excuse us, everybody. We're having a little technical difficulty.
So I'll print some up. I just didn't have it done.
Okay. 9053. Go ahead.
Many as the papers I'm trying to take for today.
Hey, what's going on?
Anybody there? This is Brother Eric. Who's there? Barely. Is this Kathy? Yes.
And no, that other voice is somebody I invited. Susanna,
yes,
are you there?
Oh, great. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Introduce yourself and stuff. Susanna?
Oh, okay. I'm a Liberty. I live over here by 2030 California. I found out yesterday from my next door neighbor that these gangs are—it's incredible, disgusting. These gangs by Little Village are aligned with the police and even have weapons on them to supposedly protect the little businesses in Little Village. Now, they don't give a heck about any businesses, or they're only interested in their turf, you know, to exploit people, to sell drugs, prostitution. That's all these gang members are all about. And then to say that they're protecting, you know, I mean, it's really, really racist. And in cahoots with the police, who are, you know, racist in and of themselves, but to have the help of the fucking gang members, that is just it blows my mind.
Yeah. So Suzanne, I don't know if you heard the first part, but Eric was talking about how our union brothers and sisters are being very racist toward each other and a lot of hostility, and instead of talking about the racism that exists each other, it's it's kind of disintegrating. What do you think, Eric?
Well, thank Eric. You, Kathy and Susanna. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. You know, oh, pardon me, I don't know what that is. Oh, that's my telephone, but I'm going to ignore it. Yes, thank you, Susanna and Kathy, for joining in on the call. Yes, there's a lot of tension, and there's been some incidents of attacks and I don't know about within our ranks, but it's just some of our members have been attacked while out and about in the community and the different communities where we work. And there has been over the years, from my observation, tension between Black and Latino union members. And it is so important that we discuss it, that we talk about it, and that we deal with it instead of just bury it and say, well, this is not the appropriate time. It's never an appropriate time for people who want to control us, you know.
Right.
And the gang, now as far as the gang members go, now some affiliates, you know, gangs are very complex, and it's they've changed a lot especially since the internet. So, you know, the structure of the gangs has eroded. I have, you know, in my days, one of my eras of as an activist, I have been at Latin King meetings and other gangs, and sure, maybe some of them have been working with police to harass and hurt people, but not all. I can't go along with that. And there is value to the so-called gangs. And we have to respect those brothers and those sisters who are striving to do something better. And not all of them are doing that kind of thing. I just wanted to add that.
Go ahead, Susanna.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Kat.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I was just going to say about on the Facebook pages that there have on that page that kicked you off of, Eric, there have been some racist exchanges between our members. So down the incidents that have been happening in Little Village and Cicero, but Susanna, you told me earlier today about there were gunshots going on.
Yeah, it was two different sets of gang members were shooting each other over by 24th and 25th Street in California. I guess California was a dividing. It is a dividing line here in my immediate area, between the Latin Kings and the Latin Disciples, the Satan's Disciples. As of last, what was it, two nights ago, somebody or some people had barricaded one side of the alley with these big old garbage canisters. So that there wouldn't be any going through back and forth. There was only one way to get into my alley through California. But this morning, they weren't there. And I was checking around. I mean, I didn't drive all the way through and stuff, but there was shooting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we do have to ask. Somehow we have to. So there was the young woman.
Go ahead,
Kathy.
Finish your sentence.
Okay. The young woman who almost got pulled off the bus. I think she's a 308 member, young Black woman. who almost got pulled off, and she had asked the police for help. She was really upset, and she lived in the Little Village, I think. So she had her post. She did a Facebook Live kind of interview thing where she talked about what happened, and she talked about how it's racist people that are attacking black people. They're not trying to protect businesses. Like Susanna said, they're not interested in trying to protect businesses, but it was a racist attack. And she had posted it on one of those Facebook pages, and the administrator of that page removed it. And we need to get her to post it on one of the other pages and get some more discussion going, or maybe we can just initiate the discussion. Because like you said, the thing of unity, we need to build this unity amongst all the workers, Asian, Latin, black, white.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And thank you, Susanna, by the way. Thank you, Susanna, for giving us a little view into what you're going through. Because, you know, that there's so much, there's lack of coverage. And, yeah, to depend on Facebook to get information is real treacherous. You know, you can really, it's mm-hmm. hard to get anything that's accurate. So what is going, so you right know, now, what about right now? Susanna, right now, what's going on there?
It seems to be quiet, at least here in my immediate block. I live between California and Washtenaw, the next east. And it's been quiet, you know, that I know of this afternoon. But it might pick up again in the evening, nighttime.
Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to mention, too, is that I was watching CNN, and somebody came on. It was a man from talking about Twitter that some racist organization has been putting stuff on Twitter. Who knows? It might be part of Trump's base, but he said that it's not regular people that are attacking others. It's some racist supremacists, white supremacists that soaking up the fire.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It exists. It historically, even the U.S. government has been behind that kind of thing. So, Susanna, tell me, what kind of efforts or observations have you made that shows that members in your community, Latinos in your community, who are rejecting concept that we got to keep the blacks out and we got to beat up the blacks and all that stuff?
None that I know of here in my immediate block. I'm one of the I'm the main organizer for block parties each year here on my block, so I've been in contact with some people. Unfortunately, well, I don't know if it's unfortunate, but a lot of neighbors have been staying indoors because of the coronavirus. And now, you know, because of the rebellions going on, they're staying even further, you know, from coming out too.
Mm.
But I don't think the majority are have any racist inclination.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And it's just being stoked by these agitators. That's what's happening, you know. But it does, you know, there is tension. There are things we have to work on. But at the same time, when it comes to harming people, I think we got to look at it for what it is. And there's a hidden hand behind all of this.
Yeah. That's true.
Maybe we can have a rally over there about multiracial unity and revolution and unionism.
Oh, yeah,
at some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Especially that. Yep. Yep. We have to keep working on it. We got to keep putting these ideas out there and countering, trying to counter the narrative, you know, the defeatist narrative that, well, that's just the way it is. And we're going to go fight and we're going to go get them, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are in your community there, Susanna, how do you see anyone using public transportation? Are they expressing any disappointment in the public transit? Are you seeing buses full of police show up? What's going on that end?
Well, I have not seen a lot of police cars, which is a little bit strange because they usually come about, you know, much more often. And even before the coronavirus, they were always patrolling, you know, passing by the street here. No, I haven't seen very many. Who knows? They might be preoccupied someplace else.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish some of our coworkers would have called in.
Are you going to be having this broadcast again, Eric?
You know, unfortunately, I got to kind of do these things at the last minute, you know, because I work full time at the CTA and this was an off day. So, you know, in between life and life, I try to do something. But we do need to do more. I'm hoping more coworkers will stand up. We do have coworkers standing up. I'm hoping we have more coworkers stand up and try to do little radio shows like this, you know. Was there anything, Kathy and Susanna? We got two minutes left. We have 2 minutes left before we get cut off. So could you both take a minute to just to share a positive word to try to encourage, Black Latino unity in this crisis?
Well, I think it's a process. I think we have to begin.
Anyone there?
Yeah.
No.
Can you hear me? Let me go inside a little bit here. Last year, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason that I believe. The reason I believe the majority of my neighbors are anti-racist because last summer our theme, our block party theme was we all belong here, and it had a picture of various ethnic women, young women, and also said underneath it, it was a poster, and it said, we all belong here. We will defend each other. And the majority of our neighbors wanted, you know, that poster, and some still have it on their doors or the windows here in the neighborhood. So I'm going to try to reach out to all my neighbors, and starting with tomorrow morning, maybe, or after my husband comes home. We were going to go to this walk on the south side, but frankly, I can't do that much walking, without being a burden, to everybody else. So I decided not to go to this walk tonight, but I'm going to have my husband help me go door to door tonight and see who I could find and, talk to people and see if they want to challenge this Afio newspaper of ours. And starting to get to talk a little bit more politically, one-on-one, and try to organize something, try to organize a rally.
I think that would be a great idea. And I think, too, that probably most people are not racist. And even our coworkers who did say some pretty racist, stupid shit on one of those pages, the majority of people aren't like that. And if we could organize some kind of action that would give the anti-racists a chance to speak out, then that would help us.
I agree, and thank you, Susanna, for being so active over there in the community, you know, around California in the 20s. And Kathy, of course, thanks for inviting Susanna. This really brought some spice to the show, and we like that. We like that a lot. Unplanned, unscripted, but real, real. And Susanna, you know, mucho gusto. I'm very happy that you came here and to share a positive word. And you know, let's all keep trying. Let's do the best we can, and let's continue to encourage, especially our youth, to know themselves, their own history, and to be the change. Right.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. Well, Erica, you continue on.
All right, everybody.
Okay, Susanna, talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye, Susanna.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hey, Eric. Eric.
Eric, are
you
there? Go ahead.
Can we talk for a minute?
Go ahead.
It's Kathy. Is it still being recorded?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to mention this person's name, but did you see the video that the young lady posted about how she was attacked on the bus, and she lives there, and she was saying, I think she did, she might have used the phrase race war, which I don't think it's a race war, but definitely it's black people being attacked by racists, and so by Latino racists. Anyway, it got deleted from a page, which I think was a mistake. You should be able to talk about that stuff. So they're still talking about it on the other page, but you got another supervisor saying some other dumb shit on there about real anti-Latino stuff. So it's just issues, though, that have to come out.
Yeah, we have to. We have to keep pushing out. People are in pain. And there's people who are ignorant, you know, but not really in pain. They're just like, well, this, see, look at them, you know, and they don't know the depth of the history that's involved of colonialism, you know, and we just have to teach them and remind them and not feed the fire. And when people express themselves, you got to let them express themselves, you know, even if they're wrong. You know, and condemning a whole community of people, which is not a race. Mexicans are not a race. There's no race. The race is a new concept that was categorized by Linnaeus in the 18th century. It didn't exist. Mm-hmm. We had caste.
Mm-hmm.
We had caste in different cultures. You know, the ancient Arabs had very various caste systems of dark skin and the light skin. Ironically, back in the early times, the Arabs prized the black skin over the light skin. You know, and now Arabs prize light skin over black skin. You know, so. History is a great tool for us to try to help bring people to their senses, I think.
Right.
Let's keep trying to encourage people to think about what the hidden hand is behind all of this. And let's make our communities and our unions strong, you know?
Right. And maybe you can post some more about it on the pages that you're on, not the page where...
Yes.
Did you see her video? Did you see it?
I couldn't. No. I just saw screenshots and what people were saying, but I can imagine she was really upset, you know? I can imagine. I feel bad for her.
Yeah. But maybe on that particular page, you don't need to post about it because I don't want you to get kicked off the page. But
right.
On the other pages that you're on, you know, post some questions and statements and all of that stuff if you feel like it.
Great. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah. We're
well,
going to try to keep positive, keep people united, positive towards the struggle, you know, of fighting off this this oppressive structure that we have, you know, that pits us against each other.
Right, racist division. We gotta fight it and smash it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, ladies.
Well,
and gentlemen, everyone listening. y'all take care.
Oh, all right, you too, Eric.
Okay,
bye.
Yourself too, Eric.
Bye, okay.
Suzanne. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. So that's it. That's it for this emergency, unofficial emergency union meeting. So who is the union? It is us. The union is us. We are the union. Not the people you elect. They are your servants, your honored servants, and they are part of the union just like you. But you are not an extension of the union officers. They do not own you. They do not rule you. You rule the union and the members of Local 241 and 308 will take control of the union.